This day last week, Americans were voting Donald Trump in as their next president. Today, there's a row over whether he's since been on the phone to the Russian president. At the weekend, the Washington Post reported that Trump called Putin on Thursday to warn him against escalating the war in Ukraine, pointing to America's extensive military presence in Europe. The Kremlin says the reports are pure fiction. During his campaign, Donald Trump claimed he would end the war in a day. Donica O'Bakoin is with us. He's professor of politics at Dublin City University. Morning, Donica. Before we talk about the phone call, remind us of the current state of the war in Ukraine.
Well, the current state is a war of attrition. There's been slow advances by Russia in Donbass, but nothing substantial. The most substantial, you might say, territorial acquisition during the last several months has been actually Ukraine's, who seized a large part of the Kursk region. But it seems now that Vladimir Putin has assembled about 50,000 troops, including controversially 12,000 North Koreans. And they are trying now a counteroffensive to retake Kursk. And it's anticipated that one of the reasons why it's now that Putin is trying to reclaim Kursk is that because of the election of Donald Trump, that he might try and get both sides to agree a settlement as soon as possible. And therefore, both sides want to be in as advantageous a position if and when that moment comes.
What's known at this stage about the scale of Russian losses?
Very little, because they don't reveal those losses publicly. And then you have the opposing side, of course, giving their own estimates, which many suspect might be inflated. So what we know is that hundreds of thousands of people have died on both sides since the war started, or this phase of the war started over 2 years ago. And to put that in perspective, 15,000 people died, or 15,000 Soviet troops died during that 10-year campaign to emasculate Afghanistan. So this is something on a completely different scale. It's the biggest war that Europe has seen in decades.
What do you make of these reports of this phone call between Trump and Putin in the past 2 days?
Well, it's very interesting because, as you mentioned in your introduction, one of Trump's main points during the campaign when he did refer to Ukraine and Russia's invasion of Ukraine is that he would, within a day of taking office, somehow bring this war to an end. And therefore, he'd want to hit the ground running if that's his objective, even though it seems to be characteristic bravado to many. So when the first reports came out from the Washington Post and indeed by Reuters that there was a phone call, many people were not surprised because Putin himself gave an open invitation for such a phone call during a press conference in Sochi. And he went out of his way to flatter Donald Trump. He said that he was, firstly, he congratulated him for winning the election and he described him as courageous and manly, particularly in how he reacted to the assassination attempt. He said, "You can see the essence of a man in moments of crisis like that," and he proved himself to be very brave. And he said, it's not really for him," he said, "to call Donald Trump," because he said, "Look, Western leaders used to call me every week, then they stopped calling, so I'm ready at the phone if anybody wants to call me." So that seemed to be an open invitation. So when the reports came out that there was a phone call, many people said, "Well, that makes sense," but then the Kremlin swiftly denied it. It seems because the reporter content would have been embarrassing from their perspective. Apparently, Trump said that he kind of highlighted the American forces that were present in Europe, and he said that Russia shouldn't escalate. Dmitry Peshkov, the Kremlin spokesperson, said that it was fake news, the whole idea that there was a phone call. But then Dmitry Peshkov has a track record of denying things which subsequently turn out to be true. For example, he denied that there were even North Koreans in Russia very recently.
Why was Ukraine so positive or complimentary of Donald Trump after his election last week?
I think they were just simply trying to put a brave face on it. I think it's no secret that they would have preferred a different outcome to the American election, but they are where they are, and for better or for worse, Donald Trump will be president now in January, so they have to deal with that. I mean, Trump has said some very uncomplimentary things about Ukraine and about Zelensky during the campaign. He described Zelensky, for example, as the greatest salesman of any politician that's ever lived. He said that back in June when Zelensky was in America seeking additional assistance, and most of his purported nominees, expected nominees to key White House positions, also have a track record of opposing aid for Ukraine. So this was all on the record, but they're trying to, again, maybe perhaps like Putin, flatter Donald Trump, appeal to his ego, and say that, look, you know, Ukraine is an integral part of the democratic world. You don't want that to fall into Russia's grasp during your watch.
Donika, thank you again. That's Donika O'Bakon, Professor of Politics at Dublin City University.